Welcome back to Sports Day. We're powered by Red Energy. If you're moving house, call your local energy retailer Red Energy and Wilson Homes. It is getting to the pointy end. In fact, Jared, it has reached the pointy end of what you would call the round ball game. I would call the world game. Lots of people would just call it.
I'm able to call it anything.
Soccer. But it is the big one. Liverpool against Real Madrid in the Champions League final. It is ad-free, live, and on-demand on Stan Sport in 4K. It's also on 9Gem for what it's worth. Which is the channel I'm well versed in at 4:30 a.m. on
Channel Scoop
on Sunday morning. It's Liverpool versus Madrid, Jared, but for many reasons it should be Liverpool versus Man City. But as we know, they blew an unbelievable chance.
Let's talk to the bloke who knows the most about this particular event, and that is Stan Sports expert, the number one man for the code in this country, Mark Bosnich. Joins us. Welcome to you, Bozza.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
She's a very, very big week for you guys.
Yeah, massive week. Absolutely massive week. You've mentioned, obviously, we've got the biggest game in the whole of club football coming up on Sunday morning with Real Madrid versus Liverpool. Tomorrow morning as well, we've got the third-tier European competition, Conference League. It's the first year in its existence, and that's Roma versus Feyenoord.
Yep.
And tonight, as you're calling me as well, I'm here to watch Barcelona, so it's a massive week.
Tell me where the game is being played. Is there a home ground advantage?
Oh, it was going to be in Russia,
Jared. No, Jared, no home ground advantage. It's being played in Paris. Now, it was originally set down to be played in St. Petersburg in Russia, but obviously after the sanctions, the final was taken off them. So it's going to be played in Paris, and the demand for tickets, trust me, I've just secured a tour for a friend of mine, has been absolutely unbelievable, obviously with a little bit of extra allure of Paris as well.
Yeah.
So, everyone's looking forward to it. And ironically, these two teams met back in 1981 in Paris as well, where Liverpool prevailed 1-0.
So, unbelievable.
Absolutely massive game. Liverpool will be a bit disappointed not winning the Premier League, but they've won two domestic cups already. And Real Madrid have had a fantastic season in La Liga. They finished top by 13 points from Barcelona, so they'll be going into this game very relaxed and very confident.
Whilst you mentioned Russia, I know this is off tack a little bit, but Scoop and I were discussing earlier in the night whether or not Wimbledon had pulled the right rein in banning the Russian players from competing. Now, the ATP and the WTA have since said, no, that's unfair, we're pulling the points. Mm. We know that the World Game has made their stance by taking away the Champions League game from St. Petersburg. What have they done with individual Russian players?
Individual Russian players, they've left alone, basically,
and
left it up to them. But they've also banned Russia from the World Cup,
so
they won't be playing in their playoffs as well. Very difficult situation, Jared, because I think when you start banning individuals, they may or may not feel the same as basically the regime that they're under. But the bottom line is, as people who have lived in these type of regimes throughout history know, whatever you feel, you can't say anything different because you're going to be, and your family, in big trouble anyway. But I just think, look, each to their own, but I just think, like I said to you, when you start banning individuals because of the fact that they are from a certain country, I think you start entering dangerous territory. But we'll see. Let's just hope for everyone concerned that there's peace as soon as possible in Ukraine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Bozza. Hey, this competition has so many good stories about it. And when we get to this end of it, It ends up just becoming a knockout competition. So it feels like a cup final in a way.
Yeah.
Liverpool have had one of the great club seasons that we've seen. I know you said Madrid have been good in La Liga, but their last three Champions League games, Jared, they've basically had no right to win.
Mm.
I mean, that Manchester City game at the end, they were awful, until the last 5 minutes. It's got that feel about it, Bozza, against the side that absolutely should win it versus a team that knows how to win when they need to.
Yeah, very much so, and you guys know from a sporting perspective as well, and it's very difficult for this as a pundit to go on TV and say this, as people say, is that what we're paying you for? But there are certain things like feelings, and you get that feeling with any sporting team when, like Real Madrid, in the last three knockout games against PSG, against Chelsea, against Manchester City, for the vast majority of those whole three games, and they weren't just games, they were ties, so two-legged ties, it felt as though that they were running on empty, and they came back and they won in amazing style. And when that occurs, you start thinking to yourself, is their name on the trophy?
Mm.
It's hard to avoid to feel that way. And those who have gone through cup runs when we ended up winning the cup. And you do look back at certain little moments in the earlier rounds and sort of think it must have been destined, because little things that normally might not go your way go your way. And like I said, you do tend to look back at it like that. But Liverpool will be trying. I mean, Liverpool lost, remember, to Real Madrid. I think it was back in 2017, the final. So that was, I think, 5 years ago. You know, the famous final when Sergio Ramos sort of manhandled Mo Salah to the ground. So there's a lot of little subplots here in this final. I mean, Carlo Ancelotti was the coach of AC Milan in that famous Champions League final in Istanbul in 2005, when AC Milan were beating Liverpool 3-0 at half time, and Liverpool come back and won on penalties, you know, 3-3 and then on penalties. So there's a lot of these little subplots going on. Liverpool, I think, will go into the game as favourites. But like I said, the way that Real Madrid have turned this around in these three knockout games, it's very, very difficult. You have to be a brave man to bet against them.
And can I just ask you about the career of Karim Benzema? I was having a look at his numbers today, Bozza.
Unbelievable.
415 appearances for Real Madrid, which he scored 219 times. They are unbelievable numbers for a striker that for a long time we've talked about as being a star, but maybe not have put up on the top echelon as some of the others. He almost deserves to be there now, doesn't he?
Of course he does. Of course he does. He's one of the all-time top scorers at Real Madrid. I think he suffered for a while having Ronaldo there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that basically he had to go into a support role to make things work. I think if you talk to him personally, he wouldn't say he suffered, but he gladly accepted being a co-star as long as the team were winning.
But he's played out of position, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's really taken the bull by the horn, so to speak. And, you know, he's been one of the main driving forces behind Real Madrid and their run to the final. I mean, you know, he scored a hat-trick against Chelsea. He scored a hat-trick in the first game against Manchester City. He's been absolutely unbelievable. And against PSG, in that second game. And the momentum that Real Madrid have got when they've gone on top of teams, because it hasn't been for a long period in any of the games, but they've just really, you know, so to speak, struck when the iron was hot. And he has been, like I said, he's been at front and centre of that. There's also Luka Modric, who's been there for such a long time. He's been absolutely outstanding. And they've uncovered a wonderful young player, a Brazilian, called Vinicius Jr., who normally plays out on the left-hand side, and he's been fantastic as well. And putting all that together is Carlo Ancelotti, who's now, you know, is one of the only three managers to ever win this tournament on three occasions, and his first manager ever to get to five finals. So it'll be a fitting tribute to him if they happen to win. He'll become the first man ever to win four European Cups / Champions Leagues.
Who knows how to beat Liverpool with a couple of different teams as well. Righto, give us a prediction as you go, Bozza.
Well, look, even though it's Liverpool and they were great rivals to the teams I played with in England, I've got a soft spot for English teams, so I'm going to stick with Liverpool.
Okay. Bozza,
very technical prediction, that one.
No, I liked it.
I like that one, Jared.
I liked it. And the good thing is we didn't get ourselves organised with a Tour de France or something from Scoop about Paris, which disappoints me because you're not with this tour guide. Give us your best spot in Paris.
I was waiting for the demographics of France and the way to get to the ground and everything. I didn't get that.
The best snails in France.
Straight down the Champs-Élysées.
Take care, guys.
See you, boss.
I'm off to watch Barcelona. Take care.
Mark Bosnich there, Stan Sport expert. For what it's worth, I think Madrid are going to find a way to win on Sunday. And that's not me barracking for them, although I will be. More sports after this.